Welcome to another 10 to 20 with Tanya. I'm teacher Tanya, and today we're going to talk about the verb to swear. Why is it that English has these total opposites that make everything confusing? If you have ever been confused by English, and especially by the fact that we take a verb like to swear, add a little word on the end, and it changes the meaning completely. If we say to swear in, to swear at, to do these things are completely different. Let me know in the comments or in the chat here live if you've ever been confused by this verb or another verb. And of course, maybe this one's totally new to you. If that is the case, if that's true for you, just write the word new in the chat here so I know how we're doing today. And let's talk about this. So last week, I posted a video and I said, I swear I'm not keeping a secret. In other words, I could have said, I promise I'm not keeping a secret. So I swear can mean to promise something. And in that video, I also said, if we swear in someone, like a government official, a president, a governor, a senator, if we swear them in, to swear someone in is the process of that person making the promise that they will do what they have promised they will do as president, as governor, as senator, whatever it may be. And in fact, the citizens can swear. They can be sworn in court. So if you go to court, you're going to give your testimony, which is one of the words on the vocabulary list I sent out to my More English Club, which is a free club, by the way. If you want to join, I'll put the link in the description. If you give your testimony, you are somebody who witnessed a crime, who witnessed something illegal. You saw something illegal. You're going to say, I saw it. This is what happened. You're giving a testimony. But before you give your testimony, they're going to ask you to be sworn in, to swear to tell the truth. So why did I say this in the last video? Because I found out that through a poll, through a question I put here on YouTube and on Instagram, that 71% of my followers, my students, didn't know that I have a private podcast where you can get more of this kind of teaching on the private podcast along with my fluency program. So if you would like to have more information about the We Speak fluency program, I have the link in the description below. And right now it's $10 off your first month. So I'm going to tell you more about that. But first, let's talk about the difference between to swear, like I have been talking about, and to swear when we mean a bad word. You, something happens, you hit your hand and you get hurt. Maybe you're using a hammer, you hit your thumb, ouch, and you say a bad word. This is swearing. There's several words for this, but we call it swearing. And so you could say to someone, don't swear in front of grandma. Let me put that example here in the chat, in the live chat. Don't swear in front of grandma. Don't worry, because I have some things to show you here in just a minute about this. But I want to know from you, have you ever sworn to tell the truth just to a friend? Like, I swear it's not a secret. Or in a court, if you have sworn in this way, write the word promise. Oops, I wrote it incorrectly. That's okay. I'll do it again. Write the word promise in the chat here or the comments if you're listening to the recording. And I know we have all sworn. Maybe there's a few people who have never used a rat. smacka smacka facka, a bad word. If you've done that, write grandma. To remember, these are the words, at least when I was young, we didn't say these words around grandma. So let's take a look at that. We have these two words. To swear can be a promise. So if you have sworn, you've made a promise to somebody, your friend, in the court of law, to a police officer, wherever you made the promise that you were telling the truth, write the word promise in the chat. And if you have sworn or you know somebody who swears, write the word grandma, or you could just write bad words in the chat. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the words that go along with this underneath my painting I made here. I think I shared this painting on Instagram or something. So go check that out. I'm not going to talk about it here. Welcome, Irfan. Leonardo says, my grandma swears all the time. My grandma did not swear, but I think if she were alive today, she would definitely swear. All right. So with these two words, we have, of course, a preposition that goes with them when we're creating sentences. So we're going to create some sentences here today, and I'm going to give you some information to create these sentences and put them in the chat. And if you write your sentence in the chat or in the comments, I will help you with that. So when we talk about to promise something in a court of law, like I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, we hold our hand up or we put it on a sacred text like the Bible or whatever it is. We call that to be sworn in, to be sworn in. And so I've drawn this little hand here so that you can remember to be sworn in. I was sworn in at the court, or the president was sworn in January. This is to promise. If you see the word in with the word to swear, sworn is the past participle. Then we have the word at. We swear at. If you see at, this is where we have that grrr, angry, bad word thing. I swore at the table when I hit the table with my leg and it hurt really bad. I swore at the table. Hopefully, at least for me, I was taught, let's not swear at people. So if you're just angry, my leg hurts, that's one thing. But to swear at a person, you are a bleep. I was taught, no. I don't know about you, but my grandma said, no. We do not swear at people. So see if you can create a sentence using one of these two words. This is the one of the things we do in my We Speak Fluency program, is I help you to understand these differences and we work on them together so that you can get feedback, corrections. I help you to understand. And one of the ways to remember is to remember with these images so that you can kind of remember, oh yeah, I swear in is to promise. I was sworn in is to promise. To swear at someone is to use bad words. So see if you can create a sentence with this. Put it in the chat or down below. And does anyone have a question that you would like me to answer? I see Jose, welcome from Guatemala. Great to see you. It's afternoon in Brazil. It's morning here in California. In case we haven't met, I'm Teacher Tanya. I live here in my school bus and teach English through stories. And so that you can remember, you can hear these clear stories. I have a whole list. I'll put the link in the description below. So I don't see any questions yet, but I want to tell you that these are not the only two prepositions that go with this word. And so when we add other prepositions, they have other meanings. Is this something that has been confusing for you? I have a lot of students who tell me that, why does this word change the verb so much in English? This is something that we have to learn. And one of the best ways to learn it is with a story, creating your own story. Like right now, thinking of a time. It doesn't have to be a long story, just a short story. When you remember, like I was sworn in when I had jury duty about 2 years ago. They swore me in. If you've never been to jury duty, maybe you can say, Tanya was sworn in for jury duty 2 years ago. The more things you can tell about it, the more your brain will remember. Or maybe you remember when somebody was sworn in to, for example, I saw the governor being sworn in on television. Or I was with my brother when we were watching the governor be sworn in on television. So one of the things we do in the fluency program is I help you to make examples, but the examples that work, not just any example, examples that work, and then you get feedback. And right now, like I said at the beginning of the video, you get $10 off your first month in my fluency program when you use the coupon code English30. I'm putting that in the chat. You get $10 off your first month of program 3. And program 3 is the program where you get to work with me on Zoom. There is so much more. There's Zoom. There are chats. There's a book club. I'm holding up this book because this is our next book. We do all kinds of reading. There are other people who are learning just like you. There are places where you can practice your English 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you get to work with me. So if you want more information about that, go to the link in the description before and sign up with the code English10 to get $10 off your first month. Okay, I see an example by Enrique. Thank you. I promised to study English every day. Excellent. You could say, I will study. I'm going to give you some feedback, Enrique, and everybody gets this. I will study English every day. I swear. I promise. I swear I will study every day. So this is my feedback for you on your sentence. My feedback for you on becoming fluent is to swear to every day is to promise to every day. If you break that promise, it can be bad for your fluency program. So possibly saying, I swear to study English or to practice my English 5 days a week or 6 days a week. And then when you do 7 days a week, it's extra. And this is a good thing. Studying or practicing every day is excellent. Swearing to it, that can be a problem. We talk more about that in the fluency program too. This is one of the things that I think the fluency members has really helped them, is the old way of learning has caused problems. If you're using an old way of learning English, you might be having problems learning. If you're having problems learning, you might be using an old way to learn. Ida, great to see you, says, I swear to care for my cat forever. Let me give you some feedback. I swear to, let's say, take care of. This is a very, what do I want to say? I lost my English. I can't speak. I swear to take care of, it's a very natural way to say this. I swear to take care of my cat forever. This is a great example. Nice work. Leonardo said, I've been swearing at my computer all morning because the internet is slow. Another great example. So Ida has, I swear, as in to promise, not to swear in, because there's two ways to use the promise. I swear to take care of my cat. And Leonardo has, I've been swearing at my computer because the internet is slow. This is a fabulous, fabulous example. Both of these, all of these examples are great. So if you are a member of the We Speak Fluency program or the She Speaks Fluency program, we are going to talk about even more of these little words that change the meaning. We're going to talk about to swear by and to swear off. We just keep getting more meanings for this word. But for right now, everyone, if you're following me here on YouTube, if you're in my fluency program, for right now, I want you to focus on to swear in or just to swear and to swear at. And know that what we're going to talk about next in the fluency program is to swear by and to swear off. If you want to join us and get $10 off your first month, we'll be talking about this next week in the We Speak Fluency program. More information at the link in the description. And you can put your questions down there in the comments. Loreto is in our fluency program. Loreto, be sure to write down these words that we will be talking about next week. And everybody, be sure that you have written down the words that we're talking about right now. I promise I will read more books in English. I swear. This is a great idea. Ida, another one. I swear at people that do damage to animals. I swear at people who, we would say who because it's a person, I swear at people who do damage to animals. Doing damage to animals is a horrible thing. This is a good example. All right, if you have more questions, more examples, put them on this video when I post the recording here in just a little bit. If you're in the Fluency membership or you're joining me, join me next week for To Swear By and To Swear Off. And everyone else, I'm looking forward to talking to you in the comments. I'll see you in class.